Recording started. Woo! Look at this. The first, this is our week zero episode zero. First one through video. You can see our faces, see what we look like. Obviously, our homies know what we look like, but for the people that are listening, I know we got some listeners in Brazil. Shout out Brazil, Shama. You know what we look like now. You know what we look like. But make sure we are posting these on YouTube, so we'll be on YouTube, and then we'll, for the audio listeners, you know, we got y'all. We're gonna post this on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and everything else out there that's out there. It will be posted. So it's gonna be different. Season three, different. We're doing focusing on the video, trying to get more interactive with you guys. If this, you know, pops off, maybe we can do like a draft, like live stream episode and whatnot. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But for this one, we're going to be getting into our predictions. This will be the prediction episode. We'll be dropping another episode this week before the Thursday night game for our week one shit. But we're just going to split up in two episodes, because if not, then it's going to take a hot minute and we don't want to do that to y'all. So this will be our first one for predictions. And we are predicting, what are we starting with?
We're going to start with division winners. I was going to briefly go over what we had last year.
And yeah, let's go ahead. You need me to throw it up?
Yeah, what we got right and what we got wrong at that point. But the sheet we're going to throw up on the screen is what we're going to write it down as we go, just to so you guys could follow along with
that's
it.
That's what it'll look like. Live typing in.
Live typing that in. We do have, I think last year, we did pretty well on predictions, division winner wise. I think I went like 70%, but Bo took a little swing.
I had some, you know, I had some personal ones, you know.
A few notable ones, I guess, would be the Panthers. I picked the Colts to win the division in the AFC South. He picked the Panthers and the NFC South. So obviously those didn't happen. Close for me, though. They lost the last game of the year against the Texans. They would have snuck in there.
Mine never had a fucking shot.
No. I did fade the Lions. They proved me wrong last year, so.
Lions, Detroit fans, you know I got you.
Yeah, I guess a few updates there. I will say, I think the Lions are done. I think they had their chance last year. They had their chance to get to the playoffs, and they blew a 20-point lead in the second half. That's something you don't come back from. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. Like, Detroit, if the Browns.
Fans, I don't know what he's doing, y'all.
I'm telling you right now, and I don't care who you are, as a team that's not a perennial playoff team like the Lions, they might be now with Dan Campbell, but like to get to that point in the season and blow a 20-point lead in that big of a game, like imagine if that was the Steelers. Like I would honestly think if the Browns got in that position, lost that game that they were up 20, we're never getting back, right? It just isn't meant to be. Like, that's where I would be at with my headspace at that point.
I don't know. I think it's different because of this coach, of Dan Campbell. And I know you're not. I'm not the biggest Dan Campbell, like, believer. I kind of think he excels at getting everyone locked in. If we're talking NCAA 25, motivator is at its peak with Dan Campbell. So he might be, like, rallying the troops to like, yo, we can't let this shit happen again. But I, you know, it's only so much that the homie Jared Goff can do. I think nitpicking things on their team. But I think it just depends on who they see, because they can't finish low. Because then if they play like the number, like the fifth in the playoffs, they could lose that shit. Because it's either going to be the Cowboys or the Eagles. And you don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, that's the worst part about the NFC. I feel like that fifth seed is always the second place NFC East team. So, all right, let's get started on the 2024 predictions. Who do you have winning the AFC East? We can also run through like 1, 2, 3, 4 if you want to. We're not going to write that down. We're just going to write the winner, but we'll go over each one.
Yeah. I had the Dolphins last year.
Are you going to pick against the Bills again? Are you a Jets believer? You're always the new
NFC East. I know. I am really, really high on the Jets this year.
Oh, here we go.
I'm really high on the Jets. I am. If anything, Aaron Rodgers is a regular season elite player. And when we get to, you know, later on, you know what I mean? But I think the Jets are going to take this division.
Are you locking that one in?
I'm locking it in.
All right. I am obviously an Aaron Rodgers hater. If you've ever watched the first two seasons of DWC, I am also a non-believer in the Dolphins winning in late November and January football. So we saw what happened last year. The Bills were 6-6. We were like, oh, they might not win the division. Rattled off like 7 straight wins to win it. Dolphins just threw it in the trash can. So I'm going to pick the Bills until I see otherwise. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to stay healthy. I also don't think Aaron Rodgers is really that great anymore at QB. I don't. He had a bad, like, I was, the first season we ever did this show was the last year he was in Green Bay, and I just don't think he was that good of a QB that year. Mm-hmm. And they went, what, 7-9?
Yeah.
Lost to Detroit last game of the year. That was Tom Brady and Rodgers last year, like, in their respective places. So, I don't know. I don't see it. The defense is going to be great. They always will be. I see the Jets as a mirror image of the Browns. They're only going to go as far as Rodgers does, just like the Browns with Watson. So I'm going to pick the Bills until I see otherwise, and the Dolphins are going to fumble at the end of the year again like they always do. I don't see them turning that corner when it gets cold outside. So
just wait till we can finesse over here in Miami and get all home games, brother. Just wait. We're going to get all home games and then scheduled domes.
I will
be elite.
I will say, for my total rankings in that division, I would say probably the Jets 2 just off of defense. Dolphins 3rd, and Patriots last in that division. I don't see – the Patriots are going to struggle. That's a tough division, especially with Rodgers coming back. So,
yeah, I have that, but flopped. I got the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills. I think the Bills are going to regress.
Bills at 3rd.
With the players that they lost. I really don't know how Von Miller – speaking of washed players, I don't know how Von – Miller is going to do, and they lost Poirier, like I was saying, Dustin Poirier.
You'll see.
Shout out Diamond. It's just too many question marks right now. Bear, y'all, this is, you know, just pretty. I'm not gonna get them all right. All right, but I think I might go 8 for 8 here. I'm not gonna lie. AFC North. Now we got to put the biases aside.
I've never, the first 2 years we did this, I've never picked the Browns to win the division.
I know, you always pick the Ravens.
Me and you always pick the Ravens, and we're usually right until they get hurt.
Yeah.
All right, who you got then?
I did see, like, I was watching this other podcast, shout out Pick Aside Podcast. I did see that, like, Joe and Lamar have never played a fully healthy season together. One's weird. Hurt and the other one's healthy. And then one's hurt and the other one's healthy. That's weird. Crazy. That is crazy. I mean, is this just the 3rd season in a row that we raft off the Ravens again? Yeah, I picked up two times in a row.
2 years in a row. I mean, the first year we did this, the Ravens were like 9-1, and then Lamar got hurt.
Yeah,
and ended up losing the division. So,
yeah. Am I gonna do it again? Derrick Henry, Kyle Hamilton's emerging. They did lose their DC.
They lost a lot of defensive pieces, and they lost their DC.
Or do I pick the Bengals, who have no defense? Bengals fans, just wait. Just wait. I know you think I'm yapping about that, but just fucking wait. It's going to be sweet running the ball against y'all. And throwing. I'm not going to cap. Fuck it, bro. I'm just going to pick the Ravens. I'm just going to pick the Ravens.
Safe bet right there. All right.
Here comes the delusions. Here we go. You got to stand on business. You got to stand on
This is the first year I'm putting all my bias forward. This is the best roster the Browns have ever had in my lifetime. It's a top five roster in the NFL. Top to bottom. Defense is all back, all healthy. Chubb is obviously still hurt. He'll be back midseason around October, probably late October if I would have to guess.
Get well soon, brother.
So they'll be ramping him up midseason. But, I mean, we still have Jerome Ford. He did okay last year. O-line, not as good as everyone thinks it is.
I think we're just so used to y'all just being
elite. Yeah. It's the national media doesn't really cover the Browns, so, like, they pick and choose. Like, 5 years ago, O-line, one of the best in the league. I don't think it is anymore at this point. We have a lot of older players. Like, Petonio's, he's done after a year. Like, if we go super far in the playoffs, I think he probably retires this year. So, aging O-line, a lot of injuries. Both our tackles got hurt, season-ending injuries last year. They're coming back. Only one is at practice right now, so I think that's going to be a little bit of a hiccup, but I do think our roster is the best in the AFC North, and I do think we're going to actually win it this year. And I've made some pretty stupid bets.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is 13 wins?
Yeah, I bet the Browns would win 13 games this year.
You bet a hundo on this, y'all. $100. So thank God we're recording video, because once I put these clips on TikTok, I can't wait, bro.
$100, 13-4. Number one in the AFC North, the first time division winners, the Browns
have number one in the conference. If you win 13, you might be,
because what did the Ravens have, 13 last year?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I mean, that might be one seed in the AFC if they get 13 wins. Tough schedule, though, like really tough schedule. Us and the fucking Steelers, man.
Yeah,
we got a bad. I do think, well, for my overall rankings, I have the Browns 1. Man, the Ravens and Bengals, I could just flip back and forth. I'm going to put the Ravens 2 because if there's one team the Browns have like really hard time beating, it's the Ravens. So I wouldn't be surprised if they won the division again. Bengals 3, Steelers 4. The Steelers, I want to believe after what they did last year, like they can actually beat either the Ravens, Browns, or the Bengals for that third or second spot in the division. But I just cannot with Justin Fields. I cannot. Him and Russell Wilson together. I think this is the worst offense you guys will have in a long time. And that's saying something since you had Kenny. Well, nothing beats Kenny Pickett.
But I was gonna say.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think your defense is going to have the magic it's had the past 5 years. So.
Hey, bro, how many times have people said that? You know what I mean?
I agree. I'm just waiting for it to happen at this point because you guys win games in the weirdest ways. So.
At some point, it will happen, but.
Exactly. And I think this year, if any.
It ain't going to be this year, brother.
I could also see you guys being just like the Broncos last year. How they went like 8-9. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You still win against some decent teams. And
I got the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, and Browns. I think there's going to be a lot of teams, Browns and Steelers. I think there's going to be a lot of teams this year that are just so poor on offense and the defense is carries. I think there's a lot of that this year.
Like a Jets situation from last
year. Yeah. Like a Jets. I mean, that's how the fuck we were until we threw in Mason Rudolph. Who else? With the Broncos last year. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to be like that this year.
Yeah.
Right. AFC South. We're talking Jags, Titans, Colts, and who the fuck am I forgetting? And the Jags, Titans, Colts.
Texans.
Oh my God. How can I forget about the best one in the bunch?
Oh yeah. You got them winning?
I don't want to just pick the front runners, man. It makes me feel like I have no ball knowledge. I think the Jags are going to be really good. I'm still a Trevor Lawrence believer. I think they're going to be really good this year.
I have a sneaky feeling they will be too. I feel like if anyone wins it, it'll probably be them in the weirdest way.
Yeah. I feel like it's like the same with like the Bills, because we've been doing so much shit talking. Not me, but you know, everybody's been doing so much shit talking, like, oh, Trevor Lawrence might not be him. They got a bunch of, well, this second part's true. They got a bunch of wide receiver twos.
Yeah.
Like, how will you respond? And the Texans are weird because nobody saw this coming for them to be how they were last year. And there's like, I feel like right now in their roster, there's no like up.
Yeah.
They're either going to stay, we're going to stay stagnant, or we're going down. So I think they're going to stay stagnant, but I still have them winning the division, but I think they're going to stay stagnant. I don't know if they're going to still win a playoff game. It just depends on who they play. But I got the Texans winning.
Texans. Man, I wanna run it back with my Colts. They were right there last year, and they lost the final game of the year against the Texans. Oh man, I think the playoff game, the wild card round, when the Texans beat the Browns, just left a bad taste in my mouth. And Stroud has been talking all offseason like he's been the greatest QB in NFL history. And I'm already kind of sick of him. I think I might just fade the Texans all year. Like I said, I think the Jaguars are going to be tricky. This, to me, the South, the AFC South and the North are the two hardest divisions to pick, because I do think the Texans are going to be good, but I've talked about it for 2 years now. There is a sophomore slump every fucking time. Every time. There's very few QBs that don't have it. And I said Hurts would have it last year, and he did. They didn't end up winning the division. Can AR stay healthy? That's basically all I'm. If I put the Colts in here, does AR stay healthy? Like, I just don't know if he can.
I was looking, that's what I was checking my phone. I was looking who their backup is. I forgot it's
It's
Joe
Flacco. It's
Flacco.
Joe Flacco, who will throw eight picks a game. So
Yeah, that's gonna bring my Michael Pittman stock up though on my fantasy.
I wanna fade the Colts, but I'm gonna go Texans just for the safe bet. Or I wanna fade the Texans, but I'm gonna go Texans because I just don't know if AR can stay healthy. So
Yeah, it's just it's the same thing with the it's the Cam shit. It's just the Superman gene, where
yeah.
like you feel like you have to do everything, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's just going to lead to injuries though.
Yeah.
At least the Colts were like smart, like, yo, we just shutting this shit down when he did get injured. You could have been like Cam, put him out there, and then he's just cooked for the rest
Yeah,
of
it's
the year.
I really do think the Colts have the best coach in the division by far.
Oh yeah,
But can
we some
AR?
Shane Steichen Blazers.
Yeah. I mean,
Oh
like
god.
if AR starts connecting the dots and Steichen has that offense humming, their defense was actually okay last year and they have a lot of people returning. I think they can be pretty good. So it's funny, I picked the Texans and I'm explaining why the Colts can win it. It's just like I want the Colts to win it.
AFC West.
Well, should we do our four for it?
So I got the Texans, I got the Jags, I got the Colts, and then the Titans. The Titans, I think this is like, as unfortunate as it is, I remember, back in the day, we're not that fucking old, by the way, but we're 27. And when I say back in my day, I still mean in the 2000s, motherfuckers, and the 10s, and the fucking 10s. Back in my day, they gave quarterbacks a way longer leash. And I think, obviously, nowadays, at least it's fucking cut short. And I think this could be like a make or break it for the Titans on Will Levis. Because a lot of that shit factors in more than you think of, like, once you get new coaches, new GMs, they're like, oh, I didn't draft. That's not my guy. I didn't draft him.
Yeah.
I have no love lost, brother.
It's because if they run with them and they start losing, then they get fired anyway before they even get their guys in. So
I think it'll be a make or break it with the Titans for Will Levis. Now when I say like teams are finishing fourth in division, I'm not saying they're going to be bad.
yeah.
It's just in division wise, they're not
Well,
going
yeah. And we
to
already
be.
said like this division, like the Ravens, Browns, Steelers, and Bengals could all finish with 9 to 10 wins. Like, just like they did last year. So
yeah.
I think the South is the same thing. I think all those teams can win 8 games. So I'm going to put Texans, Jaguars, Colts, Titans, just like you. But I really do think if AR is playing well, I think the Colts probably win it. And the Jaguars are sneaky too. So we'll see if the Texans can handle that, because it's funny. That division was horrendous 2 years ago. And all of a sudden now it's one of the most like competitive divisions in football. I even think the Titans can probably make a little bit of noise in it, but I don't think they have the consistency that the other three do.
So yeah, that's sort of been like Trevor Lawrence. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I could have easily just, you know, just ran this shit.
And yeah,
not calling him Tom Brady, but like how Tom Brady just had the division because the rest of them were ass cheeks. It could have just been like that. And now everybody's fucking good.
They all made the right decisions. Think about it. Like the Texans hired a decent coach and got the right QB. And then the Colts hired a really good coach and then got hopefully the right pick at QB. And then the Titans are, they're on to their new coach now, but did pretty well in free agency, I would say. And Will Levis wasn't like terrible. He's got a big arm and he's willing to throw it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Respect to Miko Ryan. So you're calling him decent. It's an elite coach, brother.
I think he's decent. I think Stroud carried him last year.
That's what you're saying about Bobby Sloat. All the OC head coach.
I'm telling you,
they have the head coach box.
When he leaves, it'll be like a Steichen and what's his name at the Eagles?
Sirianni?
Yeah, it'll be like that situation. Remember what happened with Steichen left and Jalen Hurts was, what the fuck's going on here? I'm telling you, when Slowick leaves, it's going to be like they better get someone to replace him that's good in that offense.
The AFC West, I'm not going to do it again, y'all. I'm not going to pick against.
No, no Chargers?
No. I'm going to pick the Chiefs. I think with the stuff that's happening in the AFC West, I think the Chiefs are like going to be the clear, easy favorites. Not saying the Chargers can't be good. I mean, with Harbaugh, I mean, he turned the 49ers into an 11-win team. I'm not saying, you know, that he could do that to Chargers in his first year, but I've seen crazy shit happen, bro.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, I don't think the Chargers are going to be bad. They're going to be terrible to play just because of how good of a coach Harbaugh is. But, you know, I never pick against the Chiefs. I'll have them as my Super Bowl pick again because
– spoiler alert.
Yeah, I just like it's one of those teams. It's just like if Brady was in his prime right now, like I'd always pick New England.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like I want to see it to believe it at this point because no one has shown me they can actually beat him when it matters.
Exactly.
So I'm going Chiefs. In order, I'd probably go Chiefs. I'm going to say Chargers at two. And then I'm going to go Raiders, Broncos. Broncos and Raiders, like, flip them however the fuck you want. They're both going to have 7 to 8 wins, maybe. Dude, we got Gardner Minshew at the Raiders, and we have Bo Nix. It's
crazy for me to be a Bo Nix believer.
All right, what's after the
Chiefs? I got Chiefs, Chargers. I'm not stupid, though. I'm not going to put them over the Chargers. I got Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, and Raiders.
Hey, Sean Payton has he can prove me the fuck wrong and shut me the hell up because I've been saying he's washed for years now and he shouldn't be an NFL head coach. So if he gets the Broncos close to the playoffs, almost in there and second in the division.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be boring as fuck. I wouldn't tune into a Broncos game, but they could finesse like 8 or 9 wins.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's my thing. Like, he has to win at least like 8 to 9 for me to be like, okay, that was pretty impressive with Bo Nix.
We're kind of
but if he's fucking second in the division and he has like 6 wins, like that just shows you how bad the division is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be like one of the worst divisions.
Outside of really like could.
NFC. NFC South could be low-key more competitive.
I think it will be this year.
is your boy.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cobains. The NFC least. We did pick the Cowboys. Cowboys pulled through.
They won, yeah.
And then they got royaled out. Embarrassed by the
Packers. We knew it was going to happen. We said it at the start of last year, too. We were like, we're picking the Cowboys, but they ain't going nowhere in the playoffs.
They Cowboys never do. And Cowboy.
Now, remember, this one is always different every year. It's been different every year for the last, like, decade or something.
I know.
The smart thing to do here is just flip-flop again and go Eagles, because that's Eagles. What I'm
doing. they did switch their OC. It was Kellen Moore now. Yeah, I'm going Eagles as well. I will embrace the flop. I think both teams will be better. I mean, not necessarily saying the Cowboys could be better, because, I mean, they did win the division, but I think they'll be better in terms of the numbers.
Yeah.
On defense. I think they'll be better in that aspect. And I'm really curious to see how this old man fucking running back tandem is going to do. You kind of fucked me, Cowboys, by getting Dalvin Cook. I thought I was going to get that Rico Dowdle
push
through.
Well, I saw McCarthy, say that Dowdle's a three-down back, so you might get lucky. Yeah, you might get lucky on that one.
I thought Jerry's going to give Zeke the ball every single time.
He could be blowing smoke up the media's ass, but.
Yeah, that brother don't know what's going on. Hey, I'm going to have Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders. Where's my Commanders, Giants.
He said, where's my camera?
Where's my camera? Eagles, Cowboys, Commanders, Giants. I think the Giants are going to be god-awful. My New York teams, you know I love y'all, but Giants are ass. I do think Malik Nabers is going to be, like, up there in terms of, like, the rookie season yards record.
We're talking like a Odell type of year for him, his rookie year.
I do. I it's like you can't not give him the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know if their teams are gonna just like double him or something, but like from when we're in when we're doing these, we'll sprinkle in some of the like preseason talks. But when I was watching this boy in preseason, man, that brother can ball. That brother can ball.
He's good.
So I think he's going to be really good. I think it's kind of just one of those you just throw it for the fuck of it. I think he's going to get a lot of garbage shit. Because they're bad.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have the same exact order.
Oh,
I think
bullet, the Giants. Bullets on the Commanders?
You know I've been a hater of the Giants ever since you picked Dable to win Coach of the Year that one year. I've never believed in Daniel Jones. I think this is his last year there. They're only hanging on because they're stupid. I would have gotten rid of him already.
It's not like Brian wasn't trying. You saw him in those videos, bro. He was fiending for them quarterbacks. I feel so bad for that brother, man. He was trying so hard. Brian is funny, bro. That clip of him feet up on the fucking table, just chilling.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think like Dan Quinn can win enough games to maybe beat out the Giants for that third spot. He's been a coach a long time in this league. He got a bunch of vets on his team. I think they'll be able to pull out some wins and get at least seven, probably. So yeah.
I think the Commanders, they'll be pretty good. It's always like they have, when you look at their roster, you're like, oh, bro, like they have studs. It's just like the team as a whole is ass. And I mean, to me, Dan Quinn's a fraud, but I think they'll get more wins than the Giants. This
time is right.
Opposite of what I'm saying earlier when I said, just because I have them at fourth doesn't mean they're not a bad team.
Yeah.
Just because I have the Commanders at third doesn't mean I think they're a good team. I think both of them are going to be ass. It's just one's going to be one pack of ass. The other's going to be two packs.
I think the real difference for me is just I think Dan Quinn can get enough life into that defense for it to be somewhat suitable. Because last year, teams were scoring like 35, 40 on Washington every game. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to be the case this year. And if they can get Jaden Daniels acclimated, I think they'll be able to compete a little bit.
Oh, he better, because I mean, you've been seeing the clips of Jonathan Allen. He'd be like, bro, I'm tired of this.
But I will say, I haven't followed any of the O-line news for the Washington Commanders, and I know Sam Howell was running for his life last year. If Jaden Daniels has to do that, it could be another 3-4 win
season. Oh my God, bro, he might get cracked like a fucking wafer, bro.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little concerned about it. I can see, if they didn't fix the O-line, I can totally see them winning 3-4 games and being at the bottom of the division.
Yeah, because it's different, because Sam Howell's at least like got some like weight on him. But Jaden Daniels is like bantam weight, brother. Like that he's gonna get, he got folded in college. These are gonna be grown men.
That's another thing. If Jaden Daniels decides to run like he did in college, he's gonna get folded. And it's not gonna be great. I don't trust it. Like, they better be telling him do not, or slide. They
need slide, to slide. Slide. You have to slide. You can't be doing that shit, because he was getting, like you said, he was getting folded in college.
Like, I've never seen a guy.
He knocked him out the game.
Yeah. Legs off the ground numerous times after being hit.
Idiot. He's an idiot.
He does not have the awareness that Lamar Jackson has when running. So get the fuck down.
But the NFC North, I think we're both, well, don't be stupid. I think we're both going to, you could be stupid. You love the Packers. You love Jordan.
I'm going Pack. Go Pack, go, baby.
I'm going to go Lions. You know, Detroit, I'm with y'all. I've been with y'all from the jump. I never switched on y'all. So many people are like so high. It's the Jordan Love and CJ Stroud.
Don't act like I wasn't one of the first.
You were. I got off the train. I still love Jordan Love, but I definitely wavered. That 3-4 game skid he had was awful. Yeah,
it was bad. I remember it too, because I was like, oh shit, my division pick is washed right now. Because remember, I picked the Packers last year.
Yeah.
But I think, I really do think, because the Packers never played the Lions after Thanksgiving, and they whooped the Lions' ass in that game. Yeah. And that was like on the rise of Jordan Love. And I just think LaFleur is a better coach than Dan Campbell, like schematically. I don't think, obviously, Dan Campbell's done a great job. You don't get to the NFC Championship without being a good coach. But I just think overall, QB, I'm going with the Packers. Coach, I'm going with the Packers. I just think that LaFleur is going to have that team ready, and Jordan Love's going to have a really good fucking year. And I just think they're slightly better than the Lions. I can see them splitting those two games, like, no doubt. One wins at home, one wins away. But, like, I do think the Packers are going to edge out the Lions. Like I said, I think the Lions regressed. They won, what, 12, 13 games last year?
Yeah.
They're not winning 12 or 13 this year. Like, I'm thinking 10 to 11.
Probably. All right, 34-30, flipping that hoe, putting that shit on TikTok. And when that shit hits, when the Detroit Lions smoke this fucking thing, I can't wait.
Jordan Love to hit a game winner with no time left on the Lions to send their ass packing.
Dontavian Wicks. Oh, that will piss some people off.
Yes, sir.
You already know how I feel about Dan Campbell. I don't think he's a coach anyways. So I don't really know what that brother coaches, to be honest. Just grit. That's all that matters, and biting kneecaps. But I think it's gonna be Lions, Packers, Bears, and Vikings. Don't worry, y'all. We're gonna be talking about the Bears probably in the next episode, more, because I know everybody's been talking about the Bears, Caleb Williams and whatnot. But just speaking strictly division-wise, I think the Lions and the Packers are going to get the more love than the Bears.
Yeah, I'm picking, obviously, Packers and then Lions and then Bears and Vikings. Vikings, if
Sam Darnold believer?
No, I'm not. I think they have a decent coach and they have the talent around the QB, but can the QB make the plays? That'll be the question. I don't know if it can happen, so I'm just going to put them at the bottom for now.
It's a big-ass question.
Yeah, it's a big question mark. So I'd rather go with the trust of Caleb Williams and all the talent around him more than Sam Darnold and the talent around him. So I'm putting my faith in Matt Eberflus. This is nasty.
That is nasty.
Because I've always hated him.
They should have fired his ass, bro.
Yeah.
He had to be doing some explicit things. Holes were open for him to keep that fucking job, bro.
Not great stuff.
NFC South. I think this one is low-key the most tricky division. If we're picking strictly 1 through 4, I think this is the most tricky.
Really?
Because you got the Bucks, you got the Falcons with Kirk Cousins, who came off a season-ending injury. Career-ending for some. And I know, you know, I'd be throwing in the jokes too, but the Saints, you know, they're like cockroaches, bro. They're broke cockroaches. Every year they're just in negative. And I'm like, y'all motherfuckers didn't even add anybody. Should they just start negative every year? I don't know what the fuck it is.
They're paying for about 15 players on other teams. So,
yeah. We obviously know the Panthers are going to be fourth. I do think Bryce is going to have a way better year. I am bullish on Bryce. And I know, you know, Steelers fans, I know we're kind of, you know, fuck Deontay. I'm not one of those. I think Deontay is going to have a solid year as well. Bryce loves those possession kind of guys. And I think Deontay's receptions are going to be like, whoo, way up. Definitely up more from the Steelers because we're ass. But I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. Shake and bake, baby.
You are nasty for this pick.
Shake and bake.
I'm going Falcons. I mean, too much talent, and now they have a QB. I just think they should win 10 games plus. Everyone else in the division will be less.
10?
Yeah.
What's the ceiling here?
The ceiling here, I haven't looked at their schedule. I don't know what division they play. But I'm saying they should run the table in that division. They should win all 6 division games.
All 6?
Yes, they should. All 6.
Against the Bucks?
Yes. I don't give a fuck. Listen to me. And now I'll go through my rankings because I don't have the fucking Panthers last.
Hell nah.
Listen to me. Who was the OC for the Buccaneers last year?
The Panthers head coach.
Yeah, and now he's the Panthers head coach. Do you not think that's going to affect the Buccaneers offense?
But it's Baker, brother.
It's Baker who looked really good with, what is his name, Canellas.
Yeah, Canellas. Right?
Yeah. And who's the head coach of the Buccaneers? Todd Bowles?
Yeah, come on.
Who did he bring in for the offense?
Me and you?
We still don't know. I just think that offense is going to regress a little bit.
As long as you got Bake, brother, then, you know.
Hey, you can have Bake. I'm going Panthers at 2. They're gonna surprise a lot of people, and they're going to win more games than you think, and they're going to come in 2nd in that division. Buccaneers 3 and Saints 4. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, Bryce Young has a better year. People stop shitting on him as much as they are. Canales, he works at offense similar to the Buccaneers offense. That was pretty efficient last year. Especially when Jonathan Brooks comes back. I think he'll be a lot like Rashard White when he comes in. And I think they get to 2nd. I'm not saying it's going to be like a 9-win team. I'm saying that division is going to be so bad that 7 wins could get it done. And I think the Panthers will get that 2nd spot. Don't look at me like this. You picked the Panthers to win the division last year.
Yeah, that's when Desmond Ridder was the fucking quarterback for the Falcons. All right, you are smoking dick, boy. I like it, though.
Saints last. I think Derek Carr is done at the Saints after this year. And Dennis Allen is cooked. He is the worst coach in that division, even with Todd Bowles there. And we know how I feel about Todd Bowles.
Yeah, I will say, though, Dennis Allen, you and Todd Bowles need to get, like, a construction company or something together, bro. Y'all be – them bricks y'all be throwing up is crazy. I got the Buccaneers, Falcons.
Have faith in your mans. Have faith in your mans. I know you want to. What do you see about the Saints that I know they're consistently giving people issues and they can win some games, but I just don't see it this year.
I just think
Rattler,
I think they have better players on their roster than
and you know what's crazy is I think deep down, I think Rattler becomes the starter at some point in this year.
And he should.
But the only thing holding me back from saying that is Dennis fucking Allen. Because Dennis Allen recently said he's still fighting for the second job or the second position because of that other guy on the team. And I don't even know.
Bro, I hate these fucking, like, you got to earn it people. Brother,
yeah.
We watched the games. What the fuck? We have Saints. Bro, there were still images of Saints fans denying such autographs from Derek Carr. What the fuck are you doing, bro? A lot of these coaches do speed runs to get fired, and I don't understand why they do it. Yeah, I don't understand it. I'm gonna go Saints at 3 and Panthers 4 because okay. I think the Saints have better players on their roster currently. I'm not the highest on Xavier Leggett. I think me and him average the same separation when it comes to getting away from the corner. I do like Deontay, and I think I was about to say Adam Levine. I think Adam Thielen needs to go take his ass and sit down somewhere.
I forgot Thielen. That old ass motherfucker, man. They got some route runners on that team. Let's go. He's gonna be Wes Welker for Bryce Young.
Hell no, bro. Hell no. And I just got to see how this Panthers offensive line is going to do because Bryce Young was in hell.
That's a shanky part right there.
So we just got to see. NFC West. I did make a side bet with my buddy Shmi. Shout out Shmi. The only Arizona Cardinals fan I know personally because who the fuck is a Cardinals fan? And he's only like this because of Kyler Murray. He wasn't a day one. If there are any day one Arizona Cardinals fans, please let me know in the comments because I don't know if y'all exist. I'm going to be real. So I'm going to pick the 49ers. I mean, I think it's more interesting on 2 and 3 than it is on 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go 49ers too. We can just talk about the 2, 3, and 4.
I think the 4 are going to be Cardinals. I got to stand on business because I made that bet. And then I think I do like the Seahawks coach. I do think that was a good hire. I was a fan of Pete Carroll, but, you know, sometimes some old motherfuckers got to go. It's best to do that before they start getting senile. And this motherfucker was already taking off his shirt for recruits, so... A little weird over there anyway. And he had too much power. That bro, he had dirt on the owners or something because he had way too much going on over there. But I got the Seahawks at 3 and the Rams at 2. It is going to be super interesting to see like how the Rams are going to be. I think they have a three-headed monster. Semi-pause. I do think they have a three-headed monster with Puka, Cooper Kupp, and Kyren Williams. I don't know about this like kickoff shit with Kyren. Whatever. You can do that now. I wouldn't do that. That's smoke and dick. But I think you can do that now with the new rules because I think there's going to be a lot more kick returns with the new kickoff rules. That's why we got Cordell Patterson. He's about to average probably like 8 this season. Lock it in because the kickoff rules are like ass. So, I mean, they're not ass, you know. There's less CTE, but in totality, it's ass.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be easier for Kyren Williams. But I think the Rams are going to be good. Even, you know, missing Aaron Donald, I think they're still going to be really good.
Yeah, that defense is a big question mark. I mean, the offense is going to be dangerous, no doubt. Hard
they
to
did
bet.
Get Jared Verse. I am a Jared Verse fan.
But then they traded one of their best linebackers too. So I don't know.
Yeah,
really know
they're also smoking dick.
I don't know what they're cooking over there, to be honest, on defense. I'm scared it's going to have to be like a we wear out Matthew Stafford's arm to win any games type of thing. And they lost Raheem Morris. He was their D coordinator. So, I mean, I really don't know where they're going to go on defense this year. I do like the Seahawks coach. But is he a good fit for the offense? I don't know. I don't know who they brought in for the OC job. But to me, the Seahawks are just that team that can probably beat most people, but they can also lose to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest jump in record will be the Cardinals this year.
Yeah,
in that division, because Kyler Murray back, we saw what happened at the end of the year.
Beat my team.
Yeah, the defense. The thing is, that's the thing. The fucking defense for the Cardinals is still going to be bad. So Kyler Murray is going to have to play MVP level to win games. Basically,
I'm saying dark horse comeback player of the year.
I'm saying, well, yeah, I would say dark horse, definitely. I mean, who else is going to be a comeback player of the year?
They got Burrow and
Watson.
They got Burrow and Aaron Rodgers. I feel like if you won it already, you can't win it again.
Yeah.
Like, how many times are you going to come back?
Yeah, I know. That's fucking stupid. I'm going to believe in Sean McVay just because he's been doing it for a long time.
I'm going to say, you're the Rams guy on the pod. You're the Rams
guy. I picked them last year to win the division, and they were, like, so up and down all year. They still made the playoffs, but they couldn't beat the 49ers. So
no,
they just don't have the talent the 49ers do. So 49ers, Rams, and then I'm going to go Seahawks, Cardinals. But I do think we're talking another, like there's no disparity between the Seahawks, Cardinals, and Rams. Like, they all could have 9 wins, 8 wins, mm-hmm. 7 wins, like that type of thing. So I think it'll be really close between those three. 49ers probably win 12, 13 games again.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah, that is funny that, like, we have our teams, like, you're a Browns fan, I'm a Steelers fan, but we're also, like, going to be categorized by the fans as, like, oh, like, Bo's the Lions guy.
Oh, yeah.
Reed's the Rams guy.
Chiefs,
the Colts Rams guy.
Chiefs, Rams, Packers, and Colts. You might as well call me a bandwagon.
I was about to say, bro.
I'm pulling out of
Jordan. So, you guys.
We all have agendas. Everyone has agendas.
We got agendas. For the video people, y'all can see it. For the audio listeners, for the AFC East, I have the Jets. Reed has the Bills. AFC South, I have the Ravens. Reed has the Browns. AFC North. AFC South, I can't fucking read. AFC South, we both have the Texans. AFC West, we both have the Chiefs. NFC East, we both have the Eagles. NFC North, I have the Lions. Reed has the Packers. NFC South, I have the Buccaneers. Reed has the Falcons. And the NFC West, we both have the 49ers.
Falcons is crazy, man.
Yeah, Falcons is crazy.
Falcons is crazy.
But now we're going to go to player accolades.
Oh, I put us in that.
I was like, about MVPs.
Yes, sir.
We got MVPs, offense player of the year, defense player of the year, rookie of the year, which they split those, by the way, defense and offense.
I thought it was just rookie of the year.
I mean, in terms of betting, I guess.
Let's just do rookie of the year. Fucking, we don't need to do offense.
I'll give my defense rookie of the year, and comeback player of the year, and coach of the year. Let's go ahead and get into MVP. I mean, got to choose Josh Allen again, right? MVP.
Is that 2 years in a row?
It's 2 years. Three in a
years.
Row.
So 3 years in a row.
No, 2 years ago? I think I pick Herb.
You did Herbert and then Allen.
And then Allen.
I picked
Mahomes. I mean, one of them's got to fucking win, bro.
Wait, who did I pick last year?
You picked Mahomes.
Did I? Yeah.
I mean, it can't be Mahomes. They like to, like, do some bullshit. My God. I'm going to do it again.
Picking
We're going Josh Allen. Josh Allen for MVP.
Why is that?
We got Josh Allen for MVP. I think if he's able, I think a lot of these MVPs candidates are going to be very division dependent. Like if, especially like, you know, story wise, like if Burrow can get out of, I don't know why I said Burrow like that. Burrow can get out of
Burrow
division after like the Bengals were last and, you know, he was hurt and stuff. They'll give him MVP. If Josh Allen can get out of this division with the lack of help that he has, he can win MVP. I think it's not necessarily more, which that's just how MVPs are in general. Not necessarily like who's the best, but who's playing the best, who's got the best team, and what's the best story.
The record.
I think if Josh Allen can get out of the division, even though I didn't pick him to win it, but I just can't see Aaron Rodgers getting an MVP. I'd rather fucking stab my eyes. Josh Allen, I think, will be the MVP.
All right. I am going to roll with my agenda and pick Josh Love to win the MVP.
Jordan Love?
Jordan Love.
I thought you were going to say Deshaun Watson. I was like, oh, here we go.
No, that would be wild. That would be like the wild thing of all time.
They would try, but they could not let that man hold any trophy.
Yeah, I don't know if they would let that happen. So, yeah, I'm going to go Jordan Love. I think part of me wants to pick Kyler Murray, like crazy enough.
What would the – is he even in the odds for that?
Like crazy enough, he is one of my options, but I just don't think record-wise – they're going to be good enough for the NFL to consider it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Jordan Love. I think he has a really good year from start to finish. I'm thinking over 40 touchdowns, less than 13 picks, probably like a big disparity there.
Mm-hmm.
Over 4,000 yards. I'm saying he leads his team to 11 plus wins probably and wins the division. I think he probably gets it. Beating out Detroit, who will be a good story again, that type of thing. So I do think he's going to win it this year. Kyler Murray, I think, is going to have to literally, I think if we're looking at it just from stat-wise, I think Kyler Murray, to even be relevant, like to make his team relevant, I think he's going to have to score 3 to 4 touchdowns a game. That's the only reason I'm saying it.
They have Jordan Love at 1,400 right now, and they have Kyler Murray at 5,000.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think the thing that is keeping me from picking him is the team. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think Kyler Murray's stats will be comparable to any MVP at the end of this year. But the record will not, and the story's not there to vote him in as MVP. You know what I mean?
They have Kyler over Deshaun.
I'm not surprised.
John 7,500, under 6,000 of Christian McCaffrey. Look at Russell Wilson at 10,000. I'm crying. We even have Bo Nix. Yeah, fuck out my face. I do like the Jordan Love pick. I think at 1,400, that is a steal. You could make some serious money. And it's a plausible thing. I also think at plus 1,200, Jalen Hurts. I think that is super possible too.
I don't hate that either.
We're going offensive player of the year. I'm going to go with my boy, certified CD lover. I'm going CD Lamb as offensive player of the year. Just got the bag. Dak Prescott loves this man. And I think that stuff kind of rotates all the time. So I'm going to go CD.
Going to go CD Lamb. I was thinking CD as well. It's always a receiver, isn't it? Like, I feel like it's always a fucking receiver. Man. You know what? I'm going to go out of left field here. I'm going to go Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Is the deep capitalized on CeeDee Lamb? No.
Yeah, it is. CD. Amon hyphen raw.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm cooked on these. Yeah, it is fucking. Brother, why are we making this difficult? Amon Ra St. Brown.
You see him, fans are hating on y'all's names. Reed wants y'all to be named John Smith. Make it easier. I think for the for Dark Horse for Offensive Player of the Year, I think it could be Ja'Marr Chase. 1,200 plus 1,200.
Gotta stay healthy.
Gotta stay healthy. And I think if the Bengals are able to win that division and Ja'Marr has the numbers, which I think he will, regardless if they win the division or not, I think he'll have the numbers. He could win it. Now, they just need to pay the motherfucker, and then we'll see.
My dark horse is plus 2,800, and it's Jonathan Taylor. I'm telling you.
Jonathan Taylor?
I'm telling you, if they can get that run game going between AR and Jonathan Taylor, and AR can stay healthy, I think Jonathan Taylor could have fucking 15 to 2,000 yards rushing and like 20 touchdowns. And we're looking at a completely different type of offensive player of the year race.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
A lot of people are really bullish on Breece Hall.
I like Breece Hall. I just think Jonathan Taylor has the better run offense to be able to do it. So
it's so unfortunate we have to say those, that the famous statement when we're talking about being high on the Colts, if AR is healthy. If AR is healthy.
Same with Jonathan Taylor, you could say the same thing if he can play a whole year. So we'll see. I would be shocked if he's right in the running for Offensive Player of the Year, though.
Mm. The Defensive Player of the Year, I know, is a Browns fan. I'm the Steelers fan. We're always going to, you know, Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. But I think this year, especially with how the NFL media and all that does, I think this year it's going to be Micah Parsons.
I think we both picked Miles last year. Yeah. Didn't you pick Miles also?
Yeah, I did pick Miles.
Hey, you're right about the media agenda last year. No.
They don't like doing it. After Aaron Donald won it like 3 years in a row, they're like, all right, we're just going to just swap it around and try to breed some competition here.
Yeah, I go back and forth. I agree with you. I think it's almost time for Micah to win his DPOY. But sometimes when you're that freakish at the position, just like Myles Garrett, it takes longer for you to win it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to do almost more than anybody else. And like Micah Parsons is going to get singled out on that line. He's going to get held more than other players. I'm going to go Max Crosby.
That was going to be my sleeper. Max Crosby.
I think he leads the league in sacks this year, so I think he probably wins it.
I think with their addition of Christian Wilkins, finally someone with some pass rush, that it's not just all Max Crosby. So
I've been hearing
better looks. Whew.
Just like Browns camp, I've been hearing that the D-line has been unblockable for the Raiders, and Max Crosby's pretty much at the QB before it starts the play. So they've had to take Max out just like they take out Myles Garrett on defense for practice, because if he's in, it just is pointless because it's always a sack. So I think he's probably going to win DPOY and lead the league in sacks. If not, Micah Parsons is also right there. It's always going to be four. It's going to be literally Micah, Miles, TJ, and Max. Like those four will always be the top probably for the next 4 years.
Hey, rookie of the year. I think it's just going to be automatic. Caleb Williams. I got Caleb Williams. And if they do Defensive Rookie of the Year, I have Dallas Turner winning that. I think the Vikings getting him is really good. I think he's going to do really good on the Vikings. But I think if Caleb Williams go out there, even have an average season, and not be last in division, I think it's locked in.
Yeah, I don't hate that pick at all. I bet there's some crazy motherfuckers putting Bo Nix on this.
He looked the best in the preseason.
What are the odds on that? Like, I want to know what the odds are before I even say it.
Bo is plus 1,000.
That's Caleb's, really not as much.
Caleb's 135.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Caleb has the best advantage because he is with the best team.
Yeah.
The best weapons. The O-line is okay. And their defense is good. Like, for the record to be there, for the stats to be there, I think he has the clear advantage to win this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Caleb as well. I really do think if Kyler Murray has a great year that Marvin Harrison can also be right there with it. Malik Nabers, I think, has a chance too if he can pull some Odell shit and get like 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns.
Oh, hell yeah.
He could definitely be right there, but I think the most likely are Caleb and Marvin with the situations they're at.
Yeah. I think if Caleb doesn't win it, that means one of these wide receivers broke the record.
Yeah, it'll be like a Puka type of thing. Yeah, for sure.
Comeback player of the year. Rodgers is sitting at plus 140. Burrow's sitting there at 300, and Kirk Cousins is 500.
What is Kyler?
Kyler's 2,200.
Brother, it's because of record. Like, comeback player of the year doesn't just mean stats. Like, same thing with MVP. It's so bullshit.
I'm going to go dark horse. My dark horse for that is Kyler. If they can get the record, you have to give Kyler something.
If they go, if they win like 10 games, I mean,
you have to give them.
You could give them MVP at that point.
Yeah. But I'm going to go Aaron Rodgers here. I'm super high on the Jets. I think the Jets are going to be division winners. And ain't nobody want to see Aaron Rodgers hold up an MVP. So we're going to give him comeback player of the year.
This is so nasty. I honestly don't believe Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy a full year anymore. Like, I need to see him. So I'm not going to pick him. Burrow, I hope he has a bad year. So I'm not picking him. I'm going to go with my boy Kirk Cousins.
AR at plus 700.
I forgot how many people got hurt last year. So many
I knew if I said that you're gonna stop typing. Chubb plus 1,200.
I can't pick AR based off of the fact that I just said Aaron Rodgers can't stay healthy the full year. Yeah. So I'm gonna pick Kirk. If they win the division and they win it by like 6 or 7 games, they clinch that shit in like week 9. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like week 9 or 10, I think it's a clear choice for comeback player of the year. They're top of the NFC. I just think
Cousins.
I just think there's too much going for him compared to the rest of the people. Like, Joe Burrow has to play the fucking AFC North week in and week out. Aaron Rodgers in the AFC East playing the Bills and the Dolphins. AR's in the fucking AFC South, and he can't stay healthy. This is basically his rookie year. He played 1.5 games last year.
Yeah.
Kyler has the worst team out of all of them. You know what I mean? So I think Kirk is best set up to win this award.
I was about to say, there's a reason why Kyler's plus 2,200. It has nothing to do with talent.
No.
It's all team. Coach of the year. Now, I think this one is tricky. It's
tricky, yeah.
I think this one's tricky. It just coach of the year is literally just all team. So what team?
It's annoying because not
the best team.
Well, it's annoying because you would think it would go to someone who was really bad last year and then they were able to make the playoffs this year. But no, it's usually the person that like gets to the fucking AFC championship. You know what I mean? I feel like they fuck around sometimes with that award. Like, the Browns made sense. The Browns went negative the year before, and then they won 11 games, were the third best record in the AFC, right? Like, that makes sense. Texans could have gone the same way. Oh, man, I don't – this one, you have to pick someone who's going to make the playoffs. Because if you don't, even if someone takes like the Patriots who won like two games last year and wins eight, but if they miss the playoffs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're still not going to win the coach of the year.
How nasty would it be to see Matt Eberflus win that shit?
Nah, fucking. I don't know, to be honest with you.
But I mean, like, if the Bears make it to the playoffs, we have to give it to Matt Eberflus.
God.
I think I'm going to go with your logic here. And I'm going to pick Raheem Morris as my coach of the year. I think if the Falcons can, is definitely if their defense can like significantly improve, if they can get some sort of pass rush because they were dead fucking last. Mm-hmm. And if they can get to the quarterback, and then if Kirk Cousins can pop off, then I think this is good for Raheem Morris to win.
I think that I'm with you on that. Like best in between. I don't think the Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl, but I do think they'll win the division and get enough wins to make the playoffs that Raheem looks good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be like the Browns situation. They won comeback player and coach of the year last year. I think it'll be the same thing. So I got Raheem also.
And Raheem Morris. Any dark horses for you?
Dark horses? Man. The only dark horses I have would probably be...
I mean, Raheem, I think, is a dark horse in and of itself.
Yeah. I mean, Steichen, I picked him last year. If the Colts win the division, he could easily win it. Because, I mean, fuck, he's a great coach. Now... We've talked about this a lot. I feel like I keep bringing up the Cardinals. Jonathan Gannon. If they fucking win, I'm telling you, if they win 10 games and somehow come like in second in that division, now we're talking about a fucking huge turnaround from worst team in the league to now we have our coach, we have our QB type of thing.
Yeah.
And our defense wasn't as bad or lacked depth as much as we thought. So the Cardinals have a lot they could do this year, but they could also be just absolutely terrible because of their defense. So
yeah,
but Gannon's he's a defensive guy. Can he get it together?
Yeah, I'm. Mine is going to be Eberflus, and I think it has nothing to do with Eberflus. I think it's all just the team of the Bears if they can make it to the playoffs. I think a lot of it is like you said, teams are ass. That's how it should be. Teams are ass, and then they fucking do some shit. So if the Bears can make it to the playoffs after being horrendous, got new, basically a lot of new stuff, I think Eberflus can make it. So MVPs, I have Josh Allen for the second time. And then Reed has Jordan Love. Offense Player of the Year, I have CeeDee Lamb. Reed has Amon-Ra St. Brown. Defense Player of the Year, I have Michael Parsons. Reed has Max Crosby. Rookie of the Year, we both have Caleb Williams. What do you give us? I gave my DROY. Can you give us your defensive rookie? Who do you think?
Dallas Turner's a good one. Shit, I think Jared Verse could probably be up there. I think he's going to be an instant impact player for the Rams.
Right one of now, the best, yeah, plus 400 is Latu. Ooh, it's just if he stays healthy, he can be a dog.
Yeah.
Dallas Turner is plus 450. Jared Verse is plus 900. And then Byron Murphy is plus 1,000. Quinyon Mitchell, I think, is dark horse plus 1,600.
Yeah, he could do it just like Sauce did it. I'm going to go Verse or Latu, because I think they're going to instant impact. They make some noise getting sacks, just like Aiden Hutchinson did when he was a rookie. I think that's the best chance. Usually when you're a corner, you have to make some like interceptions and shit happen. I think Sauce Gardner, a lot of the reason he won it that year is because of the fact that he was a well-known commodity and his name was cool and he was marketable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like everyone knew who he was. Like Quinnon Mitchell, no one's going to know who the fuck he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. And Gardner was a part of the New York media. I think that's a lot to do with it. Like, are you talked about a lot? Have you been seen? Are players watching you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's easier for defensive linemen because they get sacks and make plays like that.
He already had commercials and all that. He was locked in.
Yeah.
Put in the work too. I'm a Sox.
He's great. Like I did not hate him winning it. I'm just saying, like, usually corner winning that position is like, it's just difficult. So
yeah, especially in DPOY, corner super hard. You'd have to be like a Revis, like you just follow, like you have to follow, and then like the stats have to be there. And it's unfortunate, like in you know, your edge rusher is just sacks, but like in corner, it's so much more. You could literally be shut down, right? Like the Darrell Revis year, and yeah, you still might not make it because you ain't got interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw Deron Bland, all of those pick sixes, and he had, you know, a couple bad games, and then woo!
Yeah. Yep.
He did get fucking exposed, though, fucking fraud. But those were player accolades on that. Do we have any? Is that it?
That's it. That's it. I do want to say something. I just got an update that obviously I'm a Florida fan. Bad first week of football for us. We got stomped out. I was at the game. But Florida's AD just postponed his previously scheduled appearance. So usually when that shit happens, that means something's following and someone's getting fired. And I'm hoping it's him and the coach both fired. So let's just get this over with. I actually like Napier as a person. Like, I think he means well and everything, but it's just not meant to be. So we just got to get –
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Rip the Band-Aid off. Let's keep it moving.
That's nasty after week one.
It is.
I mean, everything bad happened that game. Y'all got embarrassed in the swamp. There were multiple videos of them talking to your recruits. Recruits dapping up Miami players. That shit, boosters had to be watching that shit sick to their stomach.
Yeah, not very happy. Not very happy at all.
But thanks again, guys. Make sure.
Wait.
We good?
We still got to do our. We still got our conference winner. Oh.
I said, "Is that it?" You said, "That's it." I meant
like, no, and we're showing off our rankings or our tiers.
Oh my god, I'm cooked.
You're trolling right now. We only have a few more things, though. We're doing our picks to win the conferences, win the Super Bowl, and then we're just showing you our tiers for who we think
to start. We have our tiers done, so it's not going to be like we're not.
Yeah, we're just briefly running through it.
I mean, I think it's going to be the same, right?
You think 49ers, Chiefs?
49ers and Chiefs. Until shown otherwise, it's Niners and Chiefs. It's Niners and Chios.
I'm gonna go the best QB matchup possible here. Keep flying on the agenda. I'm going Chiefs and Packers in the Super Bowl. Jordan Love versus Pat Mahomes, absolute fireworks.
So you got the Browns winning 13 wins and then getting smoked out by the Chiefs.
Well, ultimately, I do think the Browns, if any year is possible to make the Super Bowl, would be this year. But like I said, I loved Deshaun when he was on the Texans, and obviously he hasn't been that same person on the Browns. Do I think we have a better team than the Chiefs? Yes, but when it comes to a Super Bowl, I'm always on head-to-head matchups, most likely picking the coach and QB over talent on the roster, because that's what I do with – when the Chiefs played the 49ers, who do you think had the better roster? You know what I mean? Like, I always pick the better QB and coach usually when it comes down to it. So if the Chiefs and Browns met in the AFC Championship, that's going to be a tough day for me because I've never once in the playoffs picked against the Chiefs since we've been doing this. So that'll be the ultimate test of what I – like, I'm going to have to really think that one through. But as of right now, I'm going to go Chiefs to start
Chris
the year.
Jones would eat Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
I keep doing it to myself and I keep getting burnt. But I'm going to do it again. The 49ers have to win at some point.
Oh, man.
It can't keep happening, bro. They have to win at some point. I'm going to go 49ers.
You know I'm going with the Chiefs. So.
This fucking Mahomes
AFC
writer, bro.
AFC rules the day, bro.
At some point, an NFC team. This NFC team will win. And I think it's going to be the 49ers.
If anyone can beat Mahomes at his own game, it's Jordan Love.
There's no, I mean, we're just going to keep saying it until it keeps happening, bro. Yeah, there's no way Pat Mahomes three-peats, right? Like, that'd be crazy.
Time to clip that, too, because we're going to need it for
a minute. That'd be crazy.
Three-peat is wild. Did
yeah,
Brady,
three-peat.
No.
No.
I don't think he did.
No.
Dude. Somebody help us.
Yeah, three-peat's fucking crazy, bro. At least it's not a boring three-peat. Like, we're always going to get some shit.
Well, last year, it was they were dogs in every game they played.
Yeah.
Because they struggled at the end of the year, so.
Embarrassed by the Raiders.
Man, that game on, was that Christmas? I think that was Christmas.
That shit was funny as fuck.
Hey, I never wavered, though. I had full faith.
I sure as hell did. After that motherfucker did that, whoop, motherfucking, and it took it to the house. I was like, oh, hell no.
They were just going through some growing pains. But that's the thing, like, just like the Bills and the Bengals and, like, the Ravens, it's like you give the Chiefs one fucking game to prep for a whole week. You know what I mean? 2 weeks, a full week. Like, you're probably picking the better QB in that situation most of the time. Like, I'm always going to pick the Chiefs when they have 2 weeks to prepare for somebody. Like, that's just how it fucking is.
Embarrass the Ravens, man.
That's why when everyone was scared, they're like, oh, like our friend Connor was like, oh, the Chiefs aren't doing shit in the playoffs. Like, okay, buddy. Like, like, what are we talking about here?
Of the playoffs was when we were like, oh my God, CJ Stroud. And then they played the Ravens and got walloped.
Deleted, because that's what a real defense would do to a rookie like that. Like, I mean, he threw for like 160.
Yeah.
It was nothing. We got to remember, like, Stroud played his first playoff game in a dome against a depleted Browns defense. In the secondary.
And Flacco threw two pick sixes.
Like, I get it. Stroud played well, but, like, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
That shit was funny, though. The pick sixes happened at the perfect time, bro.
It was literally the perfect time for the Texans every single time they got a pick six. It was just like, oh, God.
Came out of the half pick six. I was like, there's no fucking way, bro. That game was comedy. Thank God that shit happened.
That game was bad.
Set me up for my game. I knew as soon as they're like, not that we had a shot against the Bills with TJ Watt in, but like once he was out, I'm like, oh, we're cooked.
I just don't know how people can confidently say like the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to do well in the playoffs. Like even Bengals fans who are super stubborn, like what goes through their mind?
Yeah.
We need to cover a whole episode on the Bengals-Chiefs rivalry that isn't even a rivalry. We need to do it.
The delusions.
The delusions. Yeah.
Burrow's up because of the regular season, bro. Some people don't even fucking care about the regular season. Chris Jones. Some people don't give a fuck about that shit. But when it comes to the playoffs, the Chiefs lock the fuck in. And it's the simplest thing. Spag Noodle's like, yep, we're sending blitzes on third down. Yeah. And quarterbacks are like, oh! I'm like, bro. They do the same shit every time. Now we're going to go into our rankings. We have five tiers in our rankings. And y'all can imagine tier five is booty butt cheeks tier. But our tiers are going to be different than most. We'll be explaining those. So in tier one, and y'all, this is week fucking one. All right. So when the next one comes, there might be some switches around because we had a few weeks to look at it. So when you be like, bro, what the fuck? The Falcons in tier three, suck a dick. All right. This is our list, not y'all's list. Okay.
Yeah.
Did I want the Browns up there? Hell no. But you know, gotta you know, collaborate. So for tier one, we have obviously this is the Super Bowl contenders, people that are like If y'all don't make the Super Bowl, we need to be having some talks.
You fucked up.
And the 49ers. And I think like those talks need to be had if it's the 49ers. I can't wait for this 49ers thing to implode, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
Bro. It's about to, because they're starting to run out of capital to pay. Yeah. And they're not like the Browns that are up front paying salaries like that. So we'll see what happens. They don't have Trent Williams right now.
Yeah. Trent is like, bro, I'm not playing.
Week one, and he did that to Washington a few years ago. So he's willing to sit out and take a fine. Like, he does not care.
And once they have to pay Brock, am I salty that we didn't get Brandon Ayuk? Maybe. But there's no way y'all going to win the Super Bowl and y'all going to have to pay Brock. Man, this shit is going to get nasty.
Yeah.
Y'all going to turn out to be the Saints. I would cry. That should be hilarious. Yeah. But one of them, well, I mean, at this point, like, when you give Brock the bag, like, one of them got to go. And I'm thinking it should be Debo.
I forget who I was watching, but someone said the 49ers are at the point with their team where they can't afford to pay their best players anymore, and they're also not hitting on draft picks to recover those positions.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like imploding a little bit, and they're at the end of their line. So it's hard to see if they can sustain the success they've had the last like 5 years with the way
they're going. Have to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, so like I think this might be it. This might be the year they get it done finally, or they completely implode. I think it's one or the other.
That kind of stuff, like it will make franchises. Like, no matter what happens after this, if you win the Super Bowl, then it's all forgiven.
Yep.
You can implode and turn into the Saints, but hey, we won the Super Bowl 4 years ago. So But I'm thinking, do you agree with me? I'm thinking out of all their stars, I'm talking offense and defense, like Debo's got to go. He'd have to leave for me. I'd have to trade him.
You got to, for a rebuild, you got to get rid of the big contract. So you got to get rid of Trent. You got to get rid of Debo. Bosa might be on the table, like that type of thing.
That's nasty,
bro. You got to get rid of the biggest contracts if you're going to commit to a rebuild. If not, you're not actually rebuilding.
And we already know what's the worst about this is we already know that there's players on the team that are not team friendly.
Yep. Bosa is not. They've had some divas. Bosa sat out the first three games last year or two games last year waiting for his contract. Ayuk almost did this year. Trent Williams is going to sit out.
I mean, CMC's nice, but, I mean, he's the highest paid running back.
I would say Trent's a little bit out of pocket because I understand best left tackle in football. I would probably pay him, but he's also still on a three-year deal, like three-year $75 million. He just wants more. He's just being greedy. Like, he wants to be the number one
tackle. I think he just wants guaranteed because I think after, like, this year they can void the 2 years, which I'm like, Trent, you're smoking dick. Like, you are – top three stand. I think you're the best left tackle. Top three stand. That's what he just wants, guaranteed money.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's his issue. Is
he is old,
I get it because he's old. Like, if he gets hurt, they can be like, fuck you, and then just cut those 2 years. So I get it. But at the same time, like, brother, like, you are the best. I've never seen someone. It's like the Joe Thomas effect. I've never seen the drop off in a O-line ranking when you're off the field, like in Trent Williams. Because you would think if someone's the left tackle, you would think that has nothing to do with the right side. But when Trent's off the fucking field, they are horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous. So pay that man. I don't know what y'all book. You know, I'm pro pay that man, but you gotta pay Trent Williams. You just gotta hope Purdy recognizes what Purdy is. But if he wants the bag, y'all are cooked. Because people have their stuff about Tua. Tua got paid.
Yes, he did.
So but yeah, Chiefs is just Patrick Mahomes, brother. 49ers, it's crazy that like 49ers are, you know, they got all these squads. Chiefs is just fucking Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones, bro. I can't even say Travis Kelce anymore because that brother's like 45 years old.
Yeah.
And does no offseason work besides getting on a jet. shout out Travis Kelce, though, Bearcat legend. Tier two. These are like, if y'all ain't making the playoffs, we need to have conversations. Shout out Deuce, Darion Fobbs. This man said, and I quote,
oh God,
if the Ravens lose in the playoffs, like first exit in the playoffs, he thinks they should trade Lamar.
Ooh, what? That's the last thing I expected for him to say.
Oh, hey, my God. Smoking dick.
He's saying a complete rebuild, because if you get rid of Lamar, you're completely shutting it down for a few years.
This is different than like, yo, if we lose, Cowboys get rid of trade Dak. You can plug and play. You lose Lamar, that's everything. Your whole scheme is, you have to uproot the whole scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an idiot. Shout out Deuce, though. That's my dog. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think these teams definitely should make the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. If they don't, we probably have some issues here.
Yeah.
The Bengals would probably – the most likely reason they don't make the playoffs is because Burrow gets hurt again.
Or Jamar sits.
Yeah. I mean, even if Jamar sits, I think Burrow's good enough to still get him there. I truly think those seven teams, plus the Chiefs and 49ers, nine, those all should make the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where we rated these people, tier one, tier two. Those are the teams.
Yep.
Do you have anything else on tier two? I was just going to go straight into tier three.
No, go ahead.
Tier three, we also think are playoff teams, but we think there's question marks behind these playoff teams. And whether that be health, whether that be just overall consistency with coaching, with overall success through the years, because we've seen the Browns are up and down. They haven't had the most success in the NFL, obviously. The Jaguars also up and down. But I do think those teams also have a very, very high chance to make the playoffs. So that was kind of the difference between tier two and tier three. Mm-hmm. Tier two, we think there's not a lot of questions. They're projected to win their divisions. They should probably get in. Like, that's where we're at with tier two. Tier three, we think these are the teams that can make a lot of noise and beat some of the favorites in the division.
Yeah, the only thing – we'll jump right into tier four. The only things I have that can add to that information. Tier two is our, like, floor. Floor, this is what these teams should get into the playoff floor. And to tier three to me is, like, these teams have ceiling, like a higher ceiling. Not saying these teams are better than tier two teams, but the ceiling is higher. I think the floor for tier two teams is super high, and the ceiling for the tier three teams is high. Like, they can make some noise.
Yeah.
If it falls in, you know, it just all depends on the, you know, your seedings and where you are and whatnot and how good your players are. Cause a lot of these teams coming back from injuries, and a lot of people got fucking paid.
Yeah. I think a lot of tier two is, we know what you are. Right. Yeah. We know what you are. We know what you're bringing to the table. You've done it a few years in a row at this point. Lions are an exception, but I don't think they've lost any talent. They kept their coaching staff around. Ben Johnson's back around. So tier three.
Shock to me.
Yeah. To me, if Ben Johnson left, they're dropping to tier three like immediately. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm out on it, because he's getting the most out of Jared Goff, but we're leaving them there for now. Tier three, I think, is like, we do not know what these teams are going to bring. The Browns could win seven games. They could win fucking 13 games. The Falcons, does Kirk stay healthy? Does Aaron Rodgers stay healthy for the Jets? Or they're back to a 7-win team? You know what I mean? Dolphins, can they play through November and keep up the pace? Packers, do they have another 4 or 5 game skid like they did last year? Jaguars, can fucking Lawrence play well all year and stay healthy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're at between those two.
Yeah, a lot of these tier threes are going to be second in the division, but they could very well be first. It just depends on how things shake out. Tier four is just the league average, we believe, just like middle of the pack. Could be wild card at the end teams. Shout out my Steelers, man. Hurts me putting y'all there, but y'all haven't done anything to put me higher.
So. I do think in tier four, the top four teams we put there could be close to three. They're closer to three than they are rebuild, if that makes sense.
They just have more questions that happened. Like Bucks, they lost their coach. Seahawks lost their coach. Colts, AR, Steelers, what the fuck? Chargers got a new coach. Arthur Smith. Who the hell are they throwing it to? Yeah. And then at the bottom of tier four is like there's not insane discrepancy between the bottom of tier four, the last two teams, last three teams, and the rebuild. So our rebuild is our tier five. We're not gonna call it tier five.
Let's just call it, because since we'll be changing these throughout the year, the rebuild will probably get switched up a little bit. Say Washington wins 10 games, they're not really going to look at the team as a rebuild, right?
Yeah.
But like some team like, per se, the Steelers, like if the Steelers actually do have a bad year, you could move them to rebuild because they actually need to start from ground zero. You know what I mean? So we're just going to keep that as not even a tier. It's just going to be. You might want to reevaluate your team, your coach, your GM, that type of thing.
Yeah. We got a couple of those people in like tier four with like the Giants and the Titans. Like if later on, you know, when we're doing these for the, you know, our third straight for the rankings, you might see those teams at the bottom depending on how shit plays out. But I think this list is perfect. There's not too much parity. There's always parity in the NFL, but I don't think there's too much parity in the lower tiers that would like vault someone up. So I do think this is way better of our tiers for our power rankings than what we had, because a lot of the power rankings last year, there's so much switch, and then people were like, yo, what the fuck? Why is this team way up here?
4 week difference. Like,
4 week fucking difference, bro. I'll suck my dick, man. What do you want me to do?
Keep we had someone there? At 8 jump to 30. No.
They're like, bruh.
When you go on a 4-game skid, what are we supposed to do? Keep you at fucking 8?
Yeah, you gotta drop. Or like if someone gets seriously injured, bro, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I have to drop you. But those are our tiers for our power rankings. Audio listeners, you kind of fucked. Just go on Twitter, because I'm not naming these teams. Go on Twitter. This will be posted on Twitter. So you can look at our tiers. But we have five tiers. Tier one is Super Bowl. Tier two is just like expected to make the playoffs. Tier three is dangerous. These teams can be dangerous. We do think they'll make the playoffs, but we got to see how that shapes out in like seedings and whatnot. They could have a great year. Tier four is just the league average. They could have good years, could have bad years, and depending on that, you could get into tier five, which is just the rebuild, or like we need to figure out what the fuck's going on for next year. Looking forward to next year in the season. But those were our power rankings. This is basically just like our preseason episode. Week zero, before we get into week one, which that episode will be dropping. I will be recording the episode tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll be dropping that either on Tuesday or Wednesday. Oh, on Wednesday. We'll be dropping that on Wednesday. This episode will be dropped later tonight, as in Monday, the 2nd. Tonight, I just got to figure out the YouTube and stuff like that. But we are so happy to be back. Season 3 of DWC. Looking forward to more. You can listen to us on either in video on YouTube, and the audio listeners, you can listen to us on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts and everything else we're out on. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at DWC2022 and on Instagram, Defense Wins Championships, and on TikTok. I think our TikTok is Defense Wins Championships. If it's different, then I will post that, but we will be way more active now. Because we have to be, we're just trying to make a living out here. And hopefully we can continue to rise. I have great hopes for us. We've been rising every season that has happened. So hopefully that trend continues. And thanks to everybody that listened. Thanks to everybody that stopped by. Leave a like, subscribe, Rate us 5 stars on the audio stuff, and you guys know what to do. We love our fans, and yeah, we're ready for season 3 of the UWC and for the NFL season to start. We will see y'all. Peace.